It was all the rage in New York and L.A. and in fashionable nightclubs in London. But it was banned in Russia. Nyet! Pravda called it moral decay. Britain's Princess Margaret did a mean one at a debutante ball in Blenheim Palace. What they were all churned up about was a dance of sorts called the Twist that swept through the country and Baltimore in the 1960s. In country clubs and in club basements, young and old were twisting, and if you liked to do your twisting in public, you could twist with the best of them at Sweeney's on Greenmount Avenue, which advertised Twisting Contest Tonight. The Surf Club on Pulaski Highway and Cicero's on Forest Street, featuring Ronnie Dove and the original Twisters. Everybody in Baltimore loved the twist. Come on, baby, let's do the twist. Come on, baby, let's do the twist. But one who clearly didn't like this mass twisting in the town was Baltimore Fire Prevention Chief Michael Horan, in charge of crowd safety. On the night of December 7, 1961, the chief walked into the Las Vegas Club in West Baltimore. A few days later, the club's liquor license was suspended on a charge that the club's owner failed to cooperate with the fire department's safety rules. Chief Horan told the liquor board that when he visited the club, he wasn't sure, quote, what they were dancing, but it was creating out-of-control excitement. They were dancing in the aisles and between the tables. They were blocking the exits. End quote. Horan said he told the club management to, quote, stop the dancing until a dance floor could be created to contain whatever it was these people were dancing, end quote. But maybe Officer Horan would have been more forgiving if some of the twisters had only asked him to join them and get with it and get the hang of it. Baltimore Fire Prevention Chief Michael Horan doing the twists might have changed the pop history of Baltimore.
Come on, let's twist again.